We're just a week away from Christmas, and of all the acts of kindness you've been sharing with us for our series, America the Kind, this next one was pretty big.
Hi, my name is Corrine Taylor. I'm calling from West Bridgewater, Massachusetts, and I'm calling about an act of kindness that was done in my town. It was found that there is a resident that has cancer. She loves Christmas, and it was put out to decorate your house. You know, lights, decorations, and over 50 houses were decorated, and most of these same people who did this did not know her. Just thought it was a nice thing to do to brighten someone's day that was really in need of it.
Danette Guthrow was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer in July.
My mom wanted to celebrate while she felt well enough to celebrate and enjoy the kids and the family. She's always loved Christmas. It's always been a big deal in our family.
That's Danette's daughter, Lisa Holden, and she lives close to her mom in West Bridgewater, Massachusetts.
So she decided that she wanted to do it early.
Danette and Lisa had planned to keep their early Christmas to the family. But then, the town got wind of what was happening and the celebration grew, eventually involving a toy drive in Danette's honor and a group of carolers organized by neighbor Heather DePalma. So I talked to Heather and Lisa about that night on November 3rd and what it meant for Danette and the whole town. But we start at the beginning of the story, and as Lisa says, the premature holiday celebration began small.
My mom and myself and one neighbor decided we were going to, you know, put up our lights outside so that my mother could enjoy them. And I just let some people in town know that what we were doing so that people didn't think we lost our minds and forgot about Thanksgiving. And pretty soon the town joined in.
And Heather, when did you come into all this? You knew Lisa, but you didn't know her mom.
Correct. Lisa's daughter and my daughter are in third grade together. And so we've chatted, you know, at parent pickup and everything. And Lisa knows that I'm involved with the Girl Scouts in town. I'm a troop leader here. And so she reached out to me early November before Thanksgiving to see if I could gather some Girl Scouts together to do early Christmas caroling for her mom.
This is really, really sweet. I'm thinking about how you made that choice to do that. Tell me about what happened next.
Well, I am a Christmas person as well, so I think we're kind of kindred spirits here. So I kind of went a little nuts, crazy, if you will, by involving my brother who owns a local DJ company. He DJs weddings and things because I know he had access to a snow machine. So he's my first call. So we got some snow so Danette could experience a little bit more festivities. And then just the town really stepped up around us. A lot of people were contacting me, to join the Girl Scouts to carol for Danette. So it was really, really heartwarming to see all these people stepping up, willing to help out.
Lisa, why does your mom love Christmas so much? And what did it mean for her when she saw this?
Well, Christmas has always just been joyful. It's all happiness, it's enjoying the children and the laughing, and it's just magical. So I just figured, like, as a gift, you know, we've never seen carolers before, and we've always talked about that. And she was all smiles all night, and she's still talking about it to this day.
Your mom?
Yeah, it meant the world to her.
Did your mom know that this was happening?
She did not. I just told her that the kids were out in the yard and they had a little surprise for her and they wanted her to come outside. She walked out to over like 100 people in her yard. I don't know how she didn't hear them.
Heather, you must have been good at keeping everybody in line.
So we met at the town hall in town, and then the local school bus company donated a school bus to us for the evening. So that way I could safely get everybody to and from Danette's house. I was really concerned. We had our police involved. They escorted the school bus. Santa Claus was there. They dropped us off at a side street down the road a piece, and then the police blocked their street off so we could kind of parade down, and the police officer actually played Here Comes Santa Claus over his loudspeaker as we were all walking down. The whole community really got together for this. I even had one mom who purchased 30 Santa hats from the store to bring and pass out. And just the look on her face when she saw it was close to 200 people walking through her yard singing Here Comes Santa Claus and yelling Merry Christmas is an image that I will never get out of my head. Just the pure joy on her face. It was just a beautiful thing.
Lisa, how did you feel about that when you saw the community come together?
It was absolutely amazing. Absolutely. They provided memories that we couldn't. Put a smile on mom's face. I can't even describe the feeling that was in the air that night. So much love. And it literally felt like we were in like a Hallmark movie. I can't even describe how amazing it was.
Heather, did you have any idea when you were getting all these folks together?
I really had no, I didn't expect to see that many people show up. You know, you put it out there to a group. I asked for RSVPs, but, you know, I really wasn't sure how many people would actually show up that day. And just to see the community come together, we're a pretty small town. So to have almost 200 people show up, that's pretty phenomenal. And it's just goes to show the Guthrow family, Lisa and her family, her girls, that, you know, they're not alone in this process, and the family is well supported, and, you know, all of our positive thoughts are going to them and to Danette to help them get through this season and future seasons as time goes on.
Lisa, how do you feel now about the community?
I've always loved the community, and they've always been such a warm community, which is why my mother lived here first, and that's why we decided to move here and have kids here. And they always seem to join in for each other. And this was just absolutely amazing.
What do you think people can take away from this story about kindness, particularly in this moment? Lisa?
Well, in such a sad situation, there's so much joy. My mother smiles every single day, which makes us smile. And then when you smile, you pass it on to somebody else. And you just never know what someone else is going through. So you just smile and always look for something good every day.
Heather, how do we become more kind? You seem to have a good handle on this kindness thing.
Well, I think it's one of the greatest gifts we can give our children is to teach them the true meaning of Christmas and the true meaning of being a community member, the true meaning of taking care of your neighbors and your friends and your family. I got many texts and emails and messages after this event thanking me for helping families show their children what Christmas is all about and what this season is all about. And that I think that's the most important thing is to pass that on to the next generation so that they can make a difference in this world as well.
And Lisa, I'll leave the final word to you. How do we become more kind?
Just try to smile. Just try to pass it along. It doesn't take a whole lot to make someone else smile. And that can take you very far.
Lisa, Heather, thanks for coming on the show and for sharing your story. And Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
That was Lisa Holden and Heather DePalma of West Bridgewater, Massachusetts. And you're listening to the group of 200 people singing jingle bells to Danette in her backyard on the night Christmas came early to West Bridgewater. And you can see pictures of that night and find the rest of our stories from this series at thetakeaway.org/AmericaTheKind. And that's our show for today. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Tanzina Vega, and this is The Takeaway.
Wait a minute, is that a new one?